This is the open mic offering from the video program of Clara Sue and John Rhodes' public access TV program. There will be an open mic showing after every videotaping, including this first one. And it's a pleasure for me, Stephen Coppell, to introduce our first open mic poet. Her name is Ava Byrd.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Thank you to all the poets out there and the camera video people putting us out there. This is called Poem on a Wish. Sometimes I wonder how women put up with men, and sometimes I wonder how men put up with women. Sometimes I wonder why I didn't win, but then again, rejection is sometimes a blessing. Be careful what you wish for, because you might end up with in-laws or outlaws, lawyer calls, blue balls, cat's claws, stalking booty calls, stuck in the jaws of a wish gone ballistic. Okay, so this is my last poem I'll read. Sometimes my cat sees other women. He's out through the kitty door, in through the doggy door, at odd hours, strange sounds, meows over sexy paws, swiping claws, empty water bowls, pussy jinked, hoodwinked, and whipped by a pussycat. Tricks on the porch, torched by the light, like yoga is in these days, like Far Out was in the 60s, tripping on new aging hippies, reminiscing on love with these late summer picnics of rich kids on dry desert wasteland at Burning Man, an eco scam and burned out, man. But what about the women? She's left in the dark again, worse again from the born again, dicked again, tricked again, and whipped again, but not by a pussy, but a dick. She's tricked again by that damn tube. With lube to the slaughter, hijacked minds and hearts for our daughters, brought to us by Fox and God Incorporated. I laughed in the part that I shouldn't be laughing.
We've just heard the poetry, an example thereof, from Ava Byrd. So we thank you for joining us in this videotaping portion. Our next poet, let me announce, is remarkable editor and writer, novelist, San Francisco bon vivant. This is Christopher Bernard.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Christopher, for being here.
Thank you, John and Clara, for organizing this program. I think it's a great addition to the literary and poetry scene of San Francisco and wherever else this program will be broadcast. I'm going to read just one poem, and it's dedicated to the memory of Neda Aga Sultan, who you may have remembered was killed in Tehran earlier this year, I believe in June, when she was on her way to a demonstration protesting the presidential elections in Iran. Many of you may have seen or have heard of a video that was made of her tragic death. I saw that video, and although many thought it was something that one should not see, when one saw it, I think one would never forget it. This poem is a response to that video. It is called The Trembling Image. Neda, Neda, he called. Don't be afraid, Neda. The trembling image on the computer screen, like water in the palm of your hand, the knees crooked slightly, the white athletic shoes parted, the rust-red patch on the asphalt. circling the image, spiraled into the vulnerable head, the face pale, paling, and the eyes caught it, watching the camera, the image on the computer screen, trembling, the eyes. Then the line of blood from the mouth, a finger down her cheek, then the black spider that clasped her face, the voice fading, "Don't be afraid, Neda, Neda, I'm burning." The hand over the heart, holding it barely as it fled back to the stone and the wind. Oh, where is the hand that pulled your beauty back into darkness before your time on the harsh and generous earth? A young man's hand, was it, maybe, where he stood on the street, scared and proud, desperate to prove himself, sweaty, too quick to raise his weapon and aim at the heart of a woman stepping from a car. Is it too bitter to think a hand that might have loved you? Thank you.
Our next poet, as part of the open mic, is a Berkeley-based writer who once a month holds an event at the Frank Betts Center. Let us welcome Jean Lupton. Hello, Jean.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. And I'm going to read some little poems, tanka, which is a Japanese form, five lines. I'm going to read a few of them. When she called the moon salmon, I saw it arc upstream in a river of sky. In a dream, making love to an old flame, becoming mother to a swarm of fireflies. He bugs me still. 60th September, honeybees wild in yellow blossoms. I was born for middle age. Autumn gusts bring sweet music from the wind chime on the porch of my unfriendly neighbor. Mondo condo. A neighbor's passionate cries crescendo, piercing my celibate dream. Now I love her too. Thank you.
Our next reader this evening comes from Sausalito, very well-established gentleman who's respected in the poetry community. This gentleman is Martin Hinkle. Welcome, Martin.
Thank you, Stephen. And thank you to John Rhodes for all the videos that he shot over these many years. This is a found poem from last Thursday's morning edition on NPR. It's called Navigation. As part of a test, far from their nest, having marched a long ways for food, Swiss ants were given super strides using hog bristle and super glue. Swiss scientists snipped a second group's legs, thereby shortening their subject's gait. A third group they did not molest, though it too was made to wait before heading home in a terrible hurry. The control group got there just fine. The long-legged ants walked right on past. Short-legged failed to arrive. This to show an ant cannot carry a map in its tiny head, but a counter like a little pedometer, adding each and every tread. Proof, friends, everything gets counted. Information is never destroyed, simply transformed, left untranslated, perhaps misplaced like a favorite toy. Swiss ants, we bet on our numbers. We gamble, we often lose track. We leave home mostly without knowing. Arithmetic brings us back.
Next up at the open mic at this time is San Francisco-based poet and author and presenter. Let us welcome Joan Gelfand.
Thank you, Stephen. And thank you, John, for having everybody here. Thank you. I'm going to read a piece called Poet's House Walk. And it's, I just want to say that it's about a benefit in New York. There's a place called Poet's House. And they have a benefit where you walk across a bridge and listen to poetry recited across the bridge. Across Brooklyn, in a city dense with watery dreams, a procession of crazy lovers strike out to hear poetry recited mid-span. Hum of traffic roars approval. Toward Dumbo through the mist, poets, strivers, drivers, divers, graying profs, groupies, gurus, hoof it to hear 100-year-old Kunitz carouse. We stalk poetry across the bridge in a town distracted, manufacturing your next thrill and your next. Bicycle tires thrump over old pocked and trampled wood. Rush of water slaps girders, shivers of bridge as wet drops shatter against metal deck. But the jig was up. It rained. All the readings canceled. Finally, torrents gave way to June light, shadows slant, wide angles of cable, long stripes falling across beaten planks. In the absence of poetry, a gorgeous geometry, engineering, and the wonder of holding things aloft.
Joan, what is the name of that book that you've got there? Why don't you tell us about that?
This is called A Dreamer's Guide to Cities and Streams, and it was published earlier this year by a press called San Francisco Bay Press.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.
And to conclude this taping at this time, I'd like to read one of my pieces. Classy. I'm apt to dine at 6 when the waiters are most genial, so hover around this epicure away from tasks quite menial. I'm cognizant of etiquette that permeates this dining place. You can see the marks of taste well-bred are etched across my florid face. Asiago on petite romaine served with lemon-meyer curls was a staple when I was growing up in a household full of girls. Back then, our lavish, fat-filled habits were not thought of as a crime, but a venerable, memorable, old-fashioned feasting time. Attention to my every whim is a duty I demand of all who render service. Let them submit to my command. Garçon, the appetizer list. I'm prepared to mark my ballot. Vichy Sois and minty crepes are such a comfort to my palate. Smells of herbs and almonds roasted, this warm and crunchy loaf. I've made it clear while I dine here that bread is never, never toasted. Asparagus and fillet of salmon are a pairing worthy of my praise. To them, I raise my glass. This Cabernet is a bouquet that's woodsy and first class. The pastry chef herself rolls out a silver cart. I nod and smile, left hand on heart. She selects my favorite, a rum-filled custard tart. On every count, that stellar meal compels a midnight snack. This special treat, my fifth this week, is a toasted jumbo Jack. Thanks for listening. And thank you. Thank you all for joining us for the John Rhodes and Clara Sue San Francisco video open mic TV program. It's a pleasure to be here. So long now.